I think with David's point. So, you know, you're right, employee governor, we found was conceptually quite a messy term. This is what we came up with in, that's Christine Percy, and I, the paper we gave to the last year's conference. Volunteers have paid, who are in paid work outside the school system. Well, that's, even that doesn't really stand up, because you can be a teacher and paid in the school system and a governor of another school. And indeed, that's something which is, I've heard people encourage for a whole set of very good reasons. So you're into something really quite messy once you try and define something like employee governor, David, for exactly the reasons you were saying. So you have, you've got some difficulty there. The issue is, though, that the term is in the discourse. It's out there in the way people talk about this stuff. And so, you know, the EGN, what's that, Employer Governor Network, is it, Nick? You know, business and community got an interest in it. Allies in there, you know, because you know, it's got the easily the nicest acronym of any that I know. A local lawyer in every school. So you've got people from the legal world in school governing. Don't you love it? Chad thought of that. Feel really pleased with myself. You know, the task force and the task force working group. And my guess, Nick, is it features in policy discussion as well. People use that term. What we say in that paper, it's a recent term but not a recent concept, actually, is one way of looking at it. And actually, this has been around since the early 80s as an idea, that actually people from the business world on governing bodies can make significant difference. And it's in the statute that was set up around that time, 1980 Act, 1986 Act, I think. Those are the acts that opened up school governing to stakeholder involvement. Before that time, it was largely around local authority representatives, church representatives were governing, and had, as I said, largely that legitimisation role. There's an important, so it's shifting. There's an important, and here we talk about two things that are to do with trends in corporate social responsibility. That's shifted, I think, in the last few years. We've gone from recent times. We've gone from something which was to do with large organisations seeking to do good work in society generally, to show how socially responsible they are, to something which is actually saying, we need to be a little bit sharper here. We need to have a stronger rationale here, and that rationale should be around, there's significant benefits to be gained from this. So it's a much more HR, you know, there's a shift, I think, in thinking, which is seeing this as much more skills-based, developing skills, and HR-driven. And there's a trend growing awareness of the complexity of engagement in school governing, exactly for the points you just made there. People do enter school governing for a whole range of reasons. So, well, let's just talk a little about that engagement. Where did that go then? Oh, there. Okay. I always think it's nice to have a simple, a few very simple heuristics, models, ideas that can help you make sense of what goes on. This model is out there in the, tend to see it out there in the literature, which is about people's engagement with new technologies, but I've seen it applied widely, and you can apply it to governing here. How might we make sense of engagement in governing? Well, you need the motivation to be a governor, so you need to want to do it, and I don't think we've really got to the bottom of why a lot of people engage in school governing. I mean, did I tell you this, Karen, the other day? We just did a quick sweep through the survey data we're getting from chairs of governing bodies. We've got another project with CFBT looking at chairs of governing bodies. And got the first file of the first 897 replies. And so I thought I'd have a quick look through this. And I just landed on, how long have you been chair of your school's governing body? And I thought I'd have a quick, there's somebody in Brighton who's been chair of a governing body for 31 years. Now, I mean, we could say a lot about that, and we could discuss that at great length. What you can't fault is the deep commitment and deep meaning that role must have. And you've only got to talk to governors. You know, I remember talking in this last project, and it's in the report. You know, well, what kind of things underpin your work as a governor? Quite frankly, we all just love the school. Actually, got that kind of thing going on. That touch indicates that we're touching quite deep motivations here. So you've got to have an opportunity. So there's got to be a governing body for you to join. Then you've got to have the right kind of skills and capability, and that's an interesting and complex one, because you can be joining something, you can have a desire to do it, you're given a place on the governing body. You can't really know whether you've got the capabilities actually probably till you start. You may have an idea, maybe you don't have them when you start, maybe you gain them as you go along. So these aren't entirely discrete, of course, but it's a useful heuristic for understanding engagement. Types of engagement, and here we come to the point you're making, they can be employee initiated, which is generally speaking typically what happens, or there are large organisations typically that actually initiate school government. So they will have a function in the organisation, perhaps part of the CSR unit, that tries to develop and engage people in school government. So it can be employer initiated. Then we've got employer participation in engagement. And that can be active, or that can be passive. Okay, so that's how we look at that. And these are some of the things that Christian and I came up with in terms of trying to understand employer organisations, passive or active engagement in government. And those are just some here. I think I've probably muddled those up as I had to reverse this. We had it the other way up. I thought this is the wrong way up. So, but you can see, you know, engagement in school governing, seriously integrated into HR systems and development in the organisation. They're very passive, not interested, unresponsive, no time paid off for governing. I mean, that's even beyond passive, that's even a minus school. So we've got these two things interacting here, which are about engagement, which is the focus of what I'm talking about here, into governing. We've got the route into it, which can be employee initiated and employer or employer initiated. We've got a spectrum there, really narrow on that end. Then we've got employer participation. So what does the employee governor, the person who works, who's also a governor as well, what's their role in it? Is it passive? Not really interested, maybe even making life difficult, so worse than passive. Or are they active? So they have meetings for governors, they provide information, they actually actively recruit, they want to know if you're involved because they want to understand the development you're getting from being a governor. And then we've got this route into it. And this is the kind of frame that we've been working with in the expert group last year. Okay, so, and you can imagine, can't you, here, what this might be, okay? So, over here, you could imagine somebody, probably on Dave's governing body, who is an accountant, but also a parent, their employer, not the least bit interested. Nonetheless, they bring those work-related skills into governing, obviously are on the finance committee, and bring really strong expert knowledge to them. Okay, we've then got employee-initiated and active involvement. This same person joins the governing body. Oh yeah, that finds out that actually there's a network around the company that they didn't know of. Actually, quite gets a bit of tacit support from the organisation. You can get time off if you ask for it. You'll struggle to get it past your line manager, but it's a company policy that you are entitled to it. So you can take time off to do your induction and occasional meetings. So that's over there. Employer initiated and active. Well, this is where an employer would say, look, we do have an active scheme to encourage people to become governors. Anybody interested? Yes. Okay, and they're supported in that role. This is unlikely unless, because you've got something where the employer is saying, well, if you want to be a school governor, here's some information about it. But we don't actually follow it through in any meaningful way in the organisation. Now, I'm sure that does happen, although in our data that we looked at, Christian and I were looking at this, it was kind of difficult to find. But there's no doubt, you know, in any organisation, we all know kind of the lack of management follow through is always a significant issue. So that might well feature. So you've got that grid there. So where do we... All right, well, that's the next slide. Okay, so that's me worrying on about that last bit. You're going to turn it off?
Yeah, pause.
Good.